Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
Donald Trump was a stain on our country.
I'm someone's daughter, too.
That's what I'm saying.
So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Sammy Sage.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. Listeners don't know this, but we're a little disoriented right now because of a little platform switch up. It's fun.
Yeah,
now.
We are not on Zoom as we usually are. We are on a new platform, and it's just everyone seems much closer to me. Like
yes.
you're all
oh, that's
like, right
what it is.
Here.
It's just slightly different enough from Zoom that it's like when you try to type on someone else's computer and you're kind of like clunky. And like,
yeah,
oh no.
It's just like that.
We
it
look
really
like
is.
We're just, but I kind of like it because it's like we're not in a Zoom meeting with each other. It looks like we're in like an Instagram Live with each other.
It does. Yeah. It does. It looks more just real.
So let us know if it changes the energy, if we have more of an Instagram Live energy.
True.
I will say when I heard we were not using Zoom, I was like, oh my God, so I'm going to be interrupting them every second because I'm not going to be able to tell who's going to talk next. But we have video on this too.
Yes,
I was like, who can film a podcast when you're just on the phone? Like that is not an option for
me. It does not work that well. It does not work. You can't tell when people finish. It's a nightmare. So we'll get into topics that the listeners can actually relate to now. So today we're going to check in on the turmoil among Republicans in Congress and how Donald Trump is orchestrating their every move. We'll also break down a Facebook Oversight Board's decision to maintain a ban on Trump for another 6 months and what might happen then. We're also briefly going to discuss the audit in Arizona you've probably heard of and wrap up with a Mother's Day edition of Would You Rather. Did you guys peek at the Would You Rather yet?
No. So I'm going to be totally surprised.
I like to go in fresh.
Me too.
That's good. I mean, you guys are just so good at improv. All that
well,
improv
I
training.
I spent a lot of money learning.
I've never done improv training.
I mean, daily podcasts are almost there. So speaking of Mother's Day, when it comes to making decisions about Trump, Facebook has pulled a Go Ask Mom. Yesterday, an oversight board for the company announced that the former president would remain banned from its platforms for at least the next 6 months. This decision was made by the board Facebook put together to make these sorts of content moderation calls. It includes 20 impressive sounding people who are supposed to be experts on this, from human rights lawyers and former prime ministers. They aren't necessarily making strictly moral judgments about things, but whether Facebook is following its own rules. And they determined that the ban placed on Trump after the January 6th insurrection was appropriate. But they didn't stop there. They're a little peeved. They said they don't love that Facebook just put a blanket ban on him. They say Facebook needs to reassess this every 6 months to determine if the suspension is warranted, or they need to just make a determination to suspend him permanently, which is what Twitter's done, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's permanently removed from Twitter.
Oh, say it again.
It's a sext.
Totally.
I don't really understand how they, what are they reassessing every 6 months? Like, he's
That's
not on the platform.
That's my question.
If he still poses a threat of violence, I guess.
Okay,
yes.
So they're going to be evaluating his From the Desk of Donald Trump blog and being like, oh, he still seems pissed. We shouldn't let him
Potentially.
Back.
Potentially. That's a good point. I wonder if, because I think that's what this board said, is like, you banned him based on, because it's like, you can't really just look at it like, is this person pose a threat in general? Like with Facebook, I think they prefer to have a particular post and say that post posed a danger and needs to be removed. And then that gets escalated, I guess, to you can no longer be on the platform. But really what it is they just pressed a pause button.
Right.
Yeah, but I feel like I have the same question as you, Sammy. Like, what is the criteria for keeping him on or off in this every 6 month reassessment? Like,
that's what Facebook
like,
needs to decide.
If he apologizes, like, are they going to let him back? If he's like, actually, I lost, are they going to let him back? And then that, I mean, this whole thing has such strong energy of like, you were saying, go ask mom. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, when like you ask your mom something in front of a friend so that it will change her decision. Like this has strong energy of that.
That is totally it. They were actually like annoyed with this decision because this just puts them in a position where they will have to make a call. This board, which works for them, they were like, you should have made this. And they explicitly said that Facebook is avoiding their responsibilities by not doing it. And that Facebook needs to take responsibility for the power that it has and make a call.
I feel like the internet has been demonstrably safer without him on it. Like, there are all these reports that show, I think a lot of these were about Twitter specifically, but that show that like misinformation dropped. I know that like the general chaos of his communications not being part of the discourse since January 6th has, I think, been very helpful. And so it's just funny, like what would they want to see from him that would negate that or make him seem not dangerous anymore?
Right. Like he's the same guy. If anything, if you read his statements, they're getting even like, yeah, I don't know, his editor must have quit or something.
Because yeah. like,
they are just like not indicative of someone. It's like giving grandma back her keys after you took them away. Why would mm-hmm. you? Like right. she didn't get younger.
She has not demonstrated that she's any better at driving.
Right. like,
yeah, if you're not yeah. safe to be on the internet, it's not safe for you to be on the internet yeah. at all.
Right. Like, unless you go through some sort of clear rehabilitation, like, or he's done none of that. Like,
right.
it's like, there's no reason to believe he still has not conceded the election, even though he's no longer the president.
I think maybe that's what they based the decision party, off of, yeah.
The Republican Party is, like, firing Liz Cheney, and I think we're going to get to that, because or they're trying to fire Liz Cheney because she did not agree that he lost the – because she did not say that he won the election. So, to me, the danger is just as bad as ever. It's just, like, literally Facebook has the on and off switch, which mm-hmm. is a problem in and of itself.
Yeah, and I was just reading that Trump himself sees – getting back on Facebook as like integral to any potential 2024 run if he was going to do that. Yeah, it 100% is. So he wants back on Facebook bad.
Yeah. That should be enough of a reason not to do it.
I know. It's like, yeah. I don't trust that. If
right.
he wants something that badly, it should not. It's always bad.
Well, that's what I think is the most important thing to take about this story, but most people are ignoring it, that how integral him being on Facebook is to a 2024 reelection. Like, this decision by the Facebook Oversight Board should not be changing the course of American history, but it actually is. Mm-hmm. And I think people are a little bit in denial of how important this decision is. But it really does determine the course of the next 3 to 4 years, maybe 8 years, like to keep him on or off.
Yeah. And nobody wants to make this decision. Like, Facebook would much rather every 6 months, this advisory board or oversight board say, yeah, we think you shouldn't, so that Facebook can say, we didn't make this call. We're just listening to what the experts say. But these experts were like, and it's interesting because the critics of Facebook sort of have the same point of view as Facebook on this, which is that it's too powerful. Facebook is trying to say, they're trying to skirt responsibility and say, we are too powerful to decide what should be on the internet. Nobody should have that right.
Right.
But it's like, the jig is up, man. It's up.
I would love a few more details on who picks the Facebook Oversight Board. I know it was originally picked.
Oh, it's Mark fucking Zuckerberg.
Right,
I think
right,
it's handpicked.
Right. But are they paid? Like, what is their compensation for this?
Right.
Like how
I wouldn't do that job for free.
Right. So I'm curious a little bit about that. Maybe we can go into that in a future episode, like mm-hmm. how that is all set up.
It's also like, I'm just sick of Facebook always does this. They're like, oops, we're too powerful. Oh,
oops,
no.
We let a genocide happen.
Yeah, like, oh, no. It's not our fault we're so popular. Like, it's just
it's like,
no,
you're popular because you have chosen over the past 10 years to steal the format and basically, yeah. like, the to basically imitate or buy every possible competitor so that no one can really function in the world unless they're on your fucking platform, which to me sounds like a monopoly. But
there's a reason the BetchaSup does not have a Facebook. It's always fun to explain to a new employee, like, okay, so what's the state of the Facebook? And I'm like, well,
yeah, I made a decision like 5 years ago. We're not going to be on Facebook.
But what's crazy is that, like, especially this week,
but
like,
we are on Instagram.
They won't let it, Facebook will not let us put up any ad. We've been trying to get an ad to publicize our newsletter all week. We try to joke about Biden's cat. We try to joke about the vaccine, which I guess fine. But like, we literally cannot anything with election politics, Biden, anything that is anywhere near that. They will not take. And it's just wild that they're like, Trump can probably come back in 6 months. So he is, of course, furious about this. Yesterday, he timed he timed the launch of his own personal Twitter platform. It's called The Desk of Donald J. Trump. Have you guys checked it out?
I looked at it for like one second.
It looks like a blog from 1999. It looks like a fucking live journal.
Yes. It does.
It is his live journal. It is. Like, in many ways.
It is a live journal. You're right. It is Trump's live journal.
It's just
journal.
A blog where it's his quote unquote tweets.
Trump learning HTML code to like make his desk of Donald J. Trump page look cool. Yeah. So he can add glittering letters and stuff.
He adds those figurines, you know, the ones on top.
The dolls that you can make wear like so little low slung pants.
It's like they're all Ivanka. Like
those dolls were all Ivanka though, in a way.
Yeah,
they were.
I definitely used those to like catfish when I was like 11. Just like,
who are you catfishing?
Oh, you would just like go into the chat rooms, like me and my friend, my best friend in middle school. Her name was Barbara, which didn't seem funny at the time, but now when I think about it, it's like just so funny that my 11-year-old best friend's name is Barbara. But yeah, we would just like go in the chat rooms and be like, "I'm 21, my name's Jade," and just like find guys to talk to. You guys
always
didn't do that.
Named Jade. Always named like, Jade.
I was busy like trying to like I was busy like watching like boys from my school go in and out on AIM.
Well, yes to that. I did some light catfishing, and I remember I used a picture from the Delia's online catalog that's like obviously a stock model like photo wearing like a beanie. So I don't know.
No, I'm sure you pulled it off.
But I also, I did crash my home computer because I downloaded so many of those little dolls and they were all like glittering and moving and it just like crashed the computer.
And my
dad was like, "Who downloaded 1,000 little GIFs of like dancing, like weird, like brats looking women?" And I was just like, "I don't know. I don't know how the computer."
That's so
who
weird.
Who did that?
Yeah.
Crazy. The computer came with that, I think.
Those were really the original GIFs, I think.
Yes.
They were.
Definitely the first time I used GIFs for. We've been memeing since the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, American Fever Dream listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it is simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a Mother's Day gift for the quilter or a birthday present for the vintage hunter, there is something for everyone on Etsy. And like I told you guys before, I got my wedding bands on Etsy. I was able to meet with a creative, independent artist. They took my vision into reality, and now my wife and I have custom wedding bands that we absolutely love. A gifting moment is always just around the corner, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday, or even just a day to say thank you. Gift Mode on Etsy has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So as a result of Trump, Republicans are moving to remove Liz Cheney from her leadership positions again, because she is saying the election wasn't stolen again. I feel like we just went through all this. What has changed? Nothing has changed here. It's just the same shit. The last time they had a vote of no confidence and she came through, Victoria, she kept her leadership position. Here we are 3 months later. What's changed?
Honestly, I actually think nothing has changed, but that's the problem, because the Republican Party has chosen essentially which direction they're going to go, and that decision has become final through their continuing actions. So I guess 100%. It's like nothing has changed, but it has been revealed.
Yeah, they were like, okay, there was an insurrection. Maybe we won't have to go along with him for that much longer. And then a couple months have passed and it's like, oh no, he still controls the party. We're going to let him do that.
Right, yeah, like this tiny man in his like fucking Florida club. We were saying this yesterday, like the pictures that the party like will post with him.
He gets
like
visitors.
He gets visitors, and it has such a strong like mom visiting grandpa at the nursing home energy, and then posting like his status on Facebook, like, oh, yeah, he's made so many new friends. They play Mahjong. Like, it all has that strong vibe of it.
Because he can't like, post for himself.
Because he can't post. Like, so it's like great to visit like Nana whatever. Like Nana Barbara.
He always looks old as hell. But you know what's weird? He looks happy.
He looks happy,
dude,
and thinner.
Stay where you are. He looks like he's having a ball, a complete ball. But yeah, I think it's also bubbling up because he's been talking about it again. He's continuing to use language that implies he's the rightful president. I mean, yeah, the words on this Twitter, this faux Twitter, are out of control. They are no less intense and incendiary than what he said, you know, on January 6th. She, on the other hand, has doubled down. Like, I think people hope this would go away from Trump and Cheney, but she has had no problem continuing to say, no, this is wrong. The election was not stolen, especially because people have got, I mean, Matt Gaetz went to her own state and campaigned against her. She does have a primary challenger. So while campaigning in Wyoming, she has been doubling down on this.
I know. And Matt Gaetz usually only goes across state lines for young women.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's just true.
Maybe he was like, I'm just in town, so I might as well.
He's in Wyoming.
Yeah, might as well. She dared to warmly greet President Biden at the joint address, and she's just like refused to offer I guess everyone's just randomly hoping she'll just come out and apologize, but she's sort of the lone, her, Adam Kinzinger, mildly Mitt Romney are the only ones speaking out about this. What's also different this time is that it appears that Liz Cheney now does not have the support of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He was supportive of her last time, actually. After the insurrection, he did say Donald Trump was responsible for this. Now he is singing a different
tune.
He's
been to Mar-a-Lago now. He's been to the nursing home.
He apparently talked to Trump on the phone twice this week. So Trump is literally controlling Congress, like they're puppeteers. So Kevin McCarthy has been going on Fox News and throughout Congress disparaging her. But Axios even obtained some audio of McCarthy on a hot mic right before his Fox News interview. Let's listen.
I think she's got real problems. I've had it with it. I've lost confidence.
So there's Kevin McCarthy saying he has had it with her. What a nuisance. Had it with her.
You know what's funny about this? I feel like we're getting our first example of white women privileged entitlement being used for the good. Because she's Dick Cheney's daughter and she's probably like, you're going to fucking tell me that my part, like this, she probably feels a sense of like, this is my party.
Like, yeah, she's like, I've done so much evil for you. And you're going to tell me you're going to take my job away?
Yeah.
She wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post where she like three times mentioned 9/11.
The Jeff Bezos Washington Post.
This is not real. We know that your dad started a war because of 9/11. We are aware.
Tam, your dad started a war tangentially related sort of to 9/11.
It's like your creds, you have the cred. We know your dad started a pointless war.
She's like,
we
this was bad, just like 9/11.
Remember that?
Right, yeah.
But again, it's like the people who got most like caught up about the terrorism, like Islamic terrorism, and wanted to kind of just like blame any country in the Middle East that they could. These people have become the biggest domestic terrorist threat, which is just so ironic, is that like the not the student has become the master, but that vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I really do think that all of this stuff with Cheney does come down to what Sammy was saying, which is just that, like, the Republican Party has decided. They've decided they're on the Trump train. They also, I think they were waiting to see if there would be any consequences for them, which there weren't. And there were actually only really consequences for Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, who got booed. And they yelled communist at him. So.
Communist with all the houses that he can't even, like, he makes a joke about, like, which house.
Famous communist Mitt Romney.
He and Adam Kinzinger are the only ones so far that have reached or said anything in support of her, the lone one. So when will this, I know, it's really pathetic. When will this, I actually even heard that it's people that did vote for impeachment are like, okay, enough. Can she stop? Like, it's enough. So they just wanted their one principal
day.
Can
he stop?
Right. Even Facebook is like, no, it's not over. It's not over. He's still dangerous. So when will this happen? What's the timeline? Also, it's a weird conversation because it's like Liz Cheney not being in the House Leadership Conference for Republicans. Like, it doesn't affect our lives at all. But we're talking about it. It's a big deal. There could be another vote of no confidence next week because these women are interchangeable to these clowns. So the plan is just to replace Cheney and the conference with New York Representative Elise Stefanik, not to be confused, of course, with noted New York comedian Elise Morales.
Thank you. It's very, you know, there's Elise isn't like a rare name, but it's not a common one either. And so it's really sad to have one.
There are a lot of spellings.
Well, yeah, there's no consensus in the community about how we're spelling Elise.
Zero.
Zero consensus. I think my spelling with the A is one of the least used spellings.
Oh, totally. E-L-Y.
E-L-Y is very popular. E-L-Y is very popular. And I've seen an A-L-Y. So there's really There's no consensus as what the spelling situation.
But Elise, the other Elise, she should be Elise.
Yes,
Elise. Very lean into the E super hard.
Elise. So you remember her from Trump's first impeachment when she was an effective defender. And when I say effective, I mean in terms of her party's reception, she was good. I think even if you were somebody who was watching who's not a political observer, you would watch her and think, she's the only one that's kind of making sense or making a compelling case. I don't know if it was what she said or how she did it. She became sort of a darling immediately. She is continuing to use this rhetoric that it's a stolen election. She was on Steve Bannon's show this morning saying that she supports the audit in Arizona, which we'll talk about in a second. That shit is terrifying. But like I said, I don't know what her in there, how that would impact our lives, but she really wants it. They're just going to swap her out for another white lady. But I was thinking it's like 6 months ago tomorrow will be 6 months since November 7th. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I was like, we did it, Joe. So excited. And then this morning I was like, well, I really hope a literal warmonger stays on the House Republican Leadership Conference.
Right.
What's interesting to me about Elise Stefanik, she's very sneaky because she was originally a moderate. And she was in, like, there's some moderate caucus, and she was, like, in charge of it or whatever. But she sees what way the wind is blowing, and she saw the best way to become a rising star in her party is to become Trump girl, and now she's all in. So that's, like, that's so gross to me because you know that she knows.
She does know better, I think.
Like, that you know that she knows what she's doing 100%. Like, she's not cuckoo crazy like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert, who, like, they're both extremely dangerous, but I also think that they're a bit removed from reality.
Yeah, like, they're delusional. They genuinely believe that that Trump won.
Elise Stefanik has strong Lady Mitch McConnell vibes because he pulled this too. And that makes for a more evil person than a Boebert or a Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, like you said, they're disconnected from reality.
Yeah.
It's a different it's an evil, but it is a different evil.
Right. These people are connected to reality and they have chosen to hold up the alternative reality that they know is
for
not
self-interest.
Real. For self-interest. Purely. Of course. Right. The only other names I saw batted around for this, I unfortunately did not recognize, and just were other ladies. So that will be next week. And I, other ladies, I mean, the thing is like, I can totally see how there is a world where like the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers really do like take some part of the party with them, but it's not enough. Like, who? I don't see that happening. I am thinking of like my friend's Republican's dad, who I know aren't terrible people. Like the five Republican dads I know who I think would
real people. Right. Yeah, right. I do think they will take real people. Right, yeah. Right. Oh, not I was the, thinking like leadership. Yeah. Right. I'm like, no one. Yeah, I actually think you're right. Which, if they actually did form some sort of political entity, that would be very advantageous, which is probably why they're not doing it. advantageous to progressives and Democrats. But yeah, no, I think, I mean, hopefully they will like stick by it and continue to try to like peel people off, because especially with Trump off social media, like the like you got to be like really hardcore MAGA in your free time, like perusing boards.
True.
To like still be in this, but yet all their leadership, all their elected representatives, with the exception of like three of them, clearly are.
Do you think somebody writes like a newsletter for like congressional Republicans that's like, here's all the crazy shit that was on the forums this day, so you can get up to speed, so they can like stay engaged with them?
Who would it be, do you think?
I bet it's somebody who makes so much money off of it and is like living the life. I bet somebody has like great substance.
I'm trying to think who that would be. All right, maybe later.
It's definitely just a strain. It's definitely just like a 21-year-old who's doing it to pay off their college. But so the thing about this is that this alternative reality like is still exists and people still believe it. Let's briefly address that audit that I mentioned, which I think shows that official arms of the Republican Party have still not accepted the results of this election, and they don't see Joe Biden as the legitimate president, and they are very much still down to coup. This is crazy. Like, I was sort of ignoring this story this week and then started reading it. It's very upsetting.
I also tried to ignore it. But
I know. I looked at morning announcements this morning because I was like, can I just say it's in there? And I was like, no, we got to talk about it.
I reported it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When they first did it. But like, I also was just like, all right, we're going to pretend like that's over.
Right. And it's just been them counting a lot of votes. So
yeah.
Remember Maricopa County, one of the counties that we, if you weren't already familiar with, we got familiar with during election week 6 months ago now. Arizona's Republican-controlled Senate was able to subpoena the 2.1 million ballots cast there in the 2020 election. And it's now going through them in a truly batshit manner. They're doing an audit. They say they want to find mass voter fraud. Joe Biden won that county by 2 points, which is 45,000 votes. So they think they're going to put UV lights on 2 million votes and find 45,000 they say are tainted. They have hired a Florida security company. It is called Cyber Ninjas.
Cool.
Cyber Ninja also produces the forum newsletter for sure. To oversee the audit.
Wait. Where did the Republican Party get the idea that UV light is going to solve every problem?
QAnon forums. Oh, yeah.
It's going to solve coronavirus? If you just inject the light into you, it's going to solve your voter fraud problems? It's gonna, I don't know what else it's gonna, what is UV light gonna do next?
They very attentively watched Room Raiders and they were like, you know what? We could be doing a lot more with this UV light.
What if they're like using it and there's just semen on everything?
UV light.
That's what they discover is that all the they're like, so there was no voter fraud, but we do have a lot of questions about certain things that went on.
In Arizona. We know you guys had some late nights counting, but Jesus God. You know what? That's what I would look at Nevada's. I would see what was going on there.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Nevada just took like half a day off?
Yeah,
like in the middle of the county.
Everybody was so mad about it. You know what? That like 5 days was a really intense time of all of our lives. Like sometimes I have like faint nostalgia for it.
Wait. Amanda, it is so weird that you're saying that, because last night I was thinking, I was like, wow, I really miss those days of the election when I could just pound cookies and have an excuse.
Elisa's looking at us like, I'll let them have this conversation. I don't miss it.
But then that led me to think.
Well, I leave all my, like, sometimes I'll go back and look at, like, all my reels from, like, those days, and you just see me becoming more and more, like, kind of, like, haggard and, like,
when you did this, like, personifying the states.
But then I was thinking, what kind of disordered eating thought is it that I want to go back to those days so that I could, like, so that you could binge just eat again?
That was definitely a 5-day period where, yeah, it was a free for all. I just did whatever I wanted. But yeah, it was just fun because the whole internet was making funny content about, like, all of the stuff we always look at. I love,
you know,
elections.
You have to wonder if they're going to use UV lights to get Trump back on social media, if that would be the next yeah. thing they try.
For sure.
He's doing, like, invisible tweets. And
yeah, he's trying to UV light on his tweet that says, like, having a great day at Mar-a-Lago. And it says, like, the election is stolen. Go now.
But it's, you have to purchase the UV lights from
you
Trump.
You have to purchase the Trump brand
Trump
UV lights.
UV lights.
Right, exactly. It'll also give you a quick tan, a quick orange mm-hmm. glow if you want. Yeah. So the reason they're even using the UV lights is because of Trump. So QAnon adherents have a theory that Trump intentionally sent in secret watermarked ballots that prove fraud.
Yeah.
That just he sent in quietly for them
That's
to find.
The latest.
So they are doing this, like, right now. They're pouring over these ballots, 2 million ballots. They're also weighing them. They're looking for, I to prep for this, yeah. I read a, just Google Vox election Arizona audit. And
so
they
they're
will
job
explain.
Creators, Amanda. They're yeah, job exactly. creators.
Yeah, they did spend $150,000 to do this. I don't know where they got the money. It's probably a lot of volunteers. To be clear, there is no suspicion of voter fraud. Maricopa County already did its own hand recount. There is zero reason to suspect there are any issues with any substantial amount of votes cast in the 2020 election. That is not us saying this. That is the United States government saying this. That is Department of Homeland Security saying this. That is everybody saying this.
So now their theory is that Trump committed voter fraud to prove voter fraud is, mm-hmm. is what they're banking on now. Okay.
Yes. So right. yeah, I guess my question is, so Trump sent out the ballots that have a watermark on them and they prove voter fraud because why?
Because the watermark, they're supposed to be fake ballots.
Okay, but
I don't even know how to ask the question. You're asking a question about something that does not make sense. So you're asking sense to be made of something that cannot be made.
We should have had Elise on today. Jeez.
Yeah.
But Elise, I guess I'm just it. Like, but did the people who were filled out the fake ballots know they were fake, or did they
they're fake people?
It
like he invented
like
ballots,
he
pretended to be fake
ballots
people.
Yeah, like he just
so
made ballots.
So he
up.
Sent in fake ballots for Joe Biden.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I'm? I get it. You know what I get it, yeah. And I believe it, and that's what I think happened.
A great way to not like they want to find 45,000 votes for Joe Biden that were not real. Maybe it was the 45,000 fucking fake ones you sent.
Like, I just don't.
Right, like even the theory still has Trump being the voter fraud. Like
it's true. But this is like getting scary because some of the volunteers include a former Republican lawmaker who lost his seat in that election, who is in there counting. They also have just like these cyber ninjas that are wearing police uniforms. They're not police. They've now been asked, like, you cannot walk around pretending to be law enforcement if you're not. The Justice Department is getting concerned.
The cyber ninjas are dressed as police?
Some of the cyber ninjas are dressed like police. They're probably not fucking vaccinated, no masks.
If I were a cyber ninja, I would want my outfit to reflect that. I would want yeah. sort of like a metallic ninja's outfit to wear.
Also, the fact that there's this lawmaker from Arizona, I think does kind of highlight a point, which is that some of the people who get elected in local politics are fucking batshit.
Yep.
And it's important to do a full exploration into who those people are. Because yes. some of the people who get elected just are not, mm-hmm. they are detached from reality.
Completely. And like, we're laughing about this. This will not have an impact on the Joe Biden will reign president. Like, it's not going to change it. But what they want to do is continue. $150,000 for them to continue feeding the big lie is a bargain for them. They just want to keep making it seem like, this isn't real, like, Biden didn't win. And as long as they're able to, like, subpoena these ballots because the process allows that and, like, cause a fuss, they will say. So they're going to keep taking pictures of themselves, dressed as cyber ninjas, putting UV lights and weighing ballots.
Great. Right. Yeah, it's just, cool. It's really disturbing because it just shows even more that, like, the Republican Party, they know that they can't win their argument based on the merits. So they just have decided that the best thing to do is just question the very reality that we stand on. It's the strategy that worked with them for climate change. And now here they're basically doing it with our election. They're just going to say, no, the thing that we all know happened or is happening, that's not happening. And so you have to make, now the battle is about reality and what's true. And yeah, it's not about actually improving anything or getting this country back on fucking track after a pandemic or, you know, saving the earth or whatever. Like, they always just move the battlefield to, like, I mean, it's a gaslighting tactic basically, but they make the argument has to be now about what's real and not, like, how we grow as a society or do anything.
No, they're, I don't even have it.
There was a great clip yesterday of just, like, reporters shouting at Joe Biden while he was leading something about the Liz Cheney stuff. And he goes, I just don't understand Republicans.
Did he?
We should just call our podcast
that. I missed that.
Yeah.
I just don't understand Republicans.
I need to put that in the intro.
He meant it. I put it on the list. I think he meant it, like, specifically in that context, but it just hit me. It's like, yeah, don't understand Republicans.
Did you know that women make up 56% of law students?
It's clear that the future of the legal field is female. So why are so many legal podcasts and reviews authored by men? Hi, I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw.
And with Melissa Murray, we are the hosts of Strict Scrutiny.
Each week, we break down the latest headlines and biggest legal questions facing our country to give you expert views you won't hear anywhere else.
Strict Scrutiny is your guide to the Supreme Court.
New episodes drop every Monday. Make sure to subscribe to Strict Scrutiny wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So to close out the show, we wanted to play a quick round of Mother's Day Would You Rather. We had fun playing our Would You Rather with Brian on Earth Day last week. But before, don't normally do this, but I wanted to recommend to people that they should get the Calm app for their mom for Mother's Day, because it's one of the best deals we've ever had on the podcast. Like, it goes from, like, $70 to $40. We have a code for morning announcements. Is it MA or morning announcements?
So the morning announcements one is morning. And does the SUP have its own code?
It's just SUP. So whichever you want
to do. So whichever one you want to do, support either one.
Yes. Yeah. But it brings it from, like I said, $70 to $40, which is a huge change. And if you haven't gotten your mom a present yet and you don't have time to send her anything, this is an automatic download. And I'm sure she would love Matthew McConaughey to lull her to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, I actually have started, like, I'm trying to meditate more. I'm trying. I hope my therapist heard this somehow. The Calm app is a great app. Like, yeah, it really is, like, it has a lot of different, like,
I didn't realize until when I downloaded it too, is that, like, it looks like its own little universe. It's fun.
Right. I also like the breathing thing where it's like you look at a circle and it basically tells you, like, breathe in, hold your breath, breathe out. And it's very therapeutic. Stuff. So, yeah. Yes.
Quick gift. You but don't we'll play have the game. To send it. Yes. Yeah. We'll play the game. Okay. So Mother's Day, Would You Rather? First one, Would You Rather get stuck hiding from insurrectionists with Elise Stefanik or go quail hunting with Liz Cheney? Dick Cheney is present, so you want to be careful.
Dick Cheney's loose in the woods.
Yeah, we probably have Gen Z listeners who might not know that Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face while quail hunting.
Yeah, and it was fine, and the guy actually ended up apologizing to Dick Cheney, so...
What do we think? What are we doing? Hiding from insurrectionists with Elise Stefanik or going quail hunting with Liz Cheney?
I'm going quail hunting because we're going quail hunting with someone who at least semi-respects the concept of democracy. And, you know, I have no need for shooting a quail, but I'll shoot into air, I guess. I like those. I like when they throw the things and you just like.
Yeah, it seems fun. It looks fun on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that skeet shooting?
I think that's skeet shooting. Yeah. Quail hunting, you actually have to
kill
an aim.
Where
and
are
hit
the quails? Like, where do you go?
Wyoming.
I will actually hide from insurrectionists with Elise Stefanik because they're not coming to that office. I don't have to worry about shit. I'm safe. They're not looking for that Elise, so they're not going to find this Elise.
Very strategic. Very strategic.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Amanda.
I never play.
You have to play.
Yeah, definitely Elise Stefanik. I don't like going doing – I don't really do outdoor stuff. It's not my thing. Rather stay inside.
Well, I do think there's less chance of contracting COVID out in the quail hunting.
That is true. That is accurate. Would you rather babysit Ivanka Trump's kids or babysit Amy Coney Barrett's kids? This will be a judgment on the person, not the kids, or how we expect their kids behave.
Well, there's fewer right. Trump kids, but I imagine the Barrett kids are better behaved. So
the girls are not allowed to talk.
Here's what I think. I think the snacks are more likely to be popping at Amy Coney Barrett's house because those Catholic houses, I come from a long line of big Catholic families, and the snacks are popping.
Really?
And yeah, you're not having a big Catholic family like that without a pantry full of good snacks, whereas I feel like Ivanka's snacks.
Jewish household snacks are trash. We have Triscuits and chocolate chips.
I feel like she's so like... True. I give that they have unflavored Oreos in the morning and then a wheatgrass shot. Like, I feel like
no screen time.
Yeah, I feel like it's not fun at Ivanka and Jared's. They don't have stuff. That it's going to be boring.
You can't use the bathroom.
Yeah, they're not. You can't pee. You got to leave to pee. I think that even though there are more Coney Barrett kids, I feel like they probably have like. Swing set in the backyard.
I kind of bet they're delightful.
They probably have like a fun basement they're running around in. That's just what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with Amanda. They are probably delightful. And for that reason, I guess I'd pick them, even though I was leaning hard toward Ivanka and her oldest daughter can teach me Mandarin.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, this is another hard one. Do a debate prep with Nikki Haley. Or go to a stand-up show with Susan Collins.
Is she the performer or is she the...
No, she's the your companion. You. Yeah.
Did she choose the performer?
Yeah, she was like, Elise, do you want to come with me? I really like this performer.
Okay. I'm trying to even think of what stand-up I think Susan Collins would like.
Just because she always looks disappointed. So I think it would take a lot to amuse her. Like,
I would go to stand-up because stand-up is always going to be more fun than debate prep. And Susan Collins is less shitty than Nikki Haley anyway.
Yeah. Nikki Haley's too desperate to be president.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like because the thing is, like, doing the debate prep, you're going to have to, like, actually spend time with Nikki Haley, whereas when you go to the show, we're just sitting down.
Two drinks.
Yeah. Yep. Getting my drinks and watching the show. I'd be interested to see what Susan Collins' laugh sounds like. If stand-up is good enough to elicit one from her.
I want to clarify also, you're in the front row being asked to participate in getting
We're in the front row and the person does a lot of crowd work. Okay, yes. Well, I'd love to see Susan Collins just being like, well, where'd you get that shirt? And she's just like, Talbots.
Yes, exactly. Well, I was on my friend Joe's houseboat. This is a fun one. Would you rather do a paint and sip with Mamala, also Kamala Harris, or record a podcast with Hillary Clinton, who, like us, is a noted female podcaster?
Paint and sip.
Yeah, paint
and sip. I'm obviously trying to sip.
Yeah, what would you guys paint?
Whatever the class is doing.
Do like your hubby so you could do like Doug and Avi.
That would be really cute.
I would paint Kamala and I would I would act weird if she didn't make it her portrait. I'd be like, well, I made this. So
I think honestly, you're both painting Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Everyone's just painting Kamala.
Including Kamala.
Yeah. That's not what was asked. They yes. put out fruit for us to paint, but if Kamala's there, you got to paint Kamala.
You just like keep creepily looking over at her like, can you just not move?
Yeah.
Yeah. Serve Melania Trump breakfast in bed or go to a Taylor Swift concert with Marsha Blackburn. Marsha Blackburn is the senator from Tennessee that Taylor Swift spoke out against. Originally, I had this as shred her albums, but I was like, that's obviously not what you're going to do. So serve Melania Trump bed and breakfast or breakfast in bed or go to a Taylor Swift concert with Marsha Blackburn.
Obviously the concert, because I get to see the concert and I get to see Marsha Blackburn suffer.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that my argument for – I do think what would be interesting about serving Melania breakfast in bed is that maybe you could get a read on her and what her situation is. Like, I would love to just, like, see her in that sort of, like, intimate setting so I could be like, what's your freaking deal, lady?
I can't imagine her lying in bed casually. Yeah.
No.
Right, like, how does she sleep?
She definitely sleeps with crazy contraptions on her face to keep from aging further. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, she's totally the type to not sleep on her side.
We already know Donald is not there. He's not in the room. He doesn't live in the room.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Finally, spend the day at Balmoral with the Queen or go hiking in Runyon Canyon with Meghan Markle.
Balmoral, baby. I'm going to break all the rules. Freak them all out.
I would go to Runyon. I want the tea from Meg.
Yeah. That's well, perfect. True. I think it's great that we diverged on some of these because then we can all get the intel. Intel. Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. See, I chose Balmoral because I want to be an agent of chaos and I want to go and, you know, walk in at the wrong pace and sit in the chair you're not supposed to sit in.
And you did decline the opportunity to go quail hunting with Liz Cheney. So you have some room in your schedule for additional outdoor activities.
I did.
This was such a fun game, Amanda.
Good. I know. I love doing these on Thursdays. I'll throw this on the Instagram as well. Have a happy Mother's Day. I know Mother's Day is different for everybody. It can be complicated. So I hope everybody takes care and does something that makes them happy. Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Sammy Sage.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast.
The Betches Sup podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com.
Betches.